to touch, burning inside, 'cause I want you so much. So I say I need you.
You know, we could just play that music the whole segment, because my God, don't you want to listen to it? This is, and as we were playing it, the person responsible for it said, "Ooh, that's my song. Let's listen." The world premiere of the new musical, The Sparkly Clean Funeral Singers, is now taking place at CapRep in Albany. In the show, daughter Junie inherits the job of taking over the family dry cleaning business, tending to dad, who's having a hard time remembering things, and keeping an eye on younger sister Lashley, who's fresh from rehab. Junie's dream of being a country singer takes hiatus until the town pastor asks the sisters to write and perform personal send-offs for the dearly departed. The musical comedy is from country singer-songwriter Lori Fisher, who also teaches playwriting at NYU. She teamed up with ASCAP award-winning Nashville composer Don Schaffer. It is Schaffer?
It's Chaffer, actually.
Chaffer.
Don Chaffer.
Well, we'll get his name
and
right.
And you know what? It took me 2 weeks to get it right, so don't
That's all right. Excellent. Thank you for making me feel better. Both appear on stage with Fisher starring as Junie. We welcome Lori Fisher. Thank you very much for being here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Delight to have you here. The person who makes me feel better about myself twice today, Carter Calvert, who plays Lashley Lee, and joining us by phone, a longtime friend of the program and a dear friend of mine, director Martha Banta, who was an assistant director for Rent and is now resident director for Mamma Mia and is directing this, as well as doing other great stuff in the region. Martha, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Joe? It's great to talk to you.
It is wonderful to have you aboard, and I thank you very much for taking the time out to be with us. Let us begin with you, Martha, of you and Lori go back sometime in collaboration.
Yes, we do. When I was at the Adirondack Theater Festival, and we were trying to figure out the other day what year it was, but it was probably year two or three, Lori and I connected through a founding member at that time, and we did a kind of workshop of her first piece called Barber's Blue Kitchen that I just fell in love with, and we also got on really well in terms of working together, so we continued to work on that piece through the years, and it went on to have productions in different places, so it's been a thrill to be back in the saddle with Lori on a new show.
Yeah.
So, Lori, what is it? What's it like to have a director that sort of gets you?
Oh, it's magical. It's really wonderful. We have our own Banta Fisher. yes.
The
dialogue
the Banta
going on.
Banter, yeah.
That's right. The Banta banter works for me. Yeah. And she also gets, she's just so brilliant when it comes to just helping to shape, just give great advice, about, dramaturgical advice, and just love her direction. I love working with her. It's a real pleasure. I love writing in general, and I love acting, and working with Martha is as good as it gets.
How did this particular show come to be? It's a, it's an interesting premise that is, I find funny. I can say sparkly clean funeral singers and not smile, which I assume is part of the lore.
That makes me happy. It's made me look at all the titles of all my other shows, for sure. some of them I'm like, I got to change that title. I had written down in my writer's journal, write a character that is a funeral singer. And I literally carried that around with me for a few years. And then I was starting to write this new piece, and suddenly that character popped onto the page, and then the sparkly clean dry cleaners just happened. I don't really know why I put it in a dry cleaner. That's one of those muse moments where suddenly you write it down and it just comes from the core of something inside your writer, box of tricks or whatever, and you just start writing.
For you, Martha, at what point did you start to see this as a work that could work on the stage and have both Don and Lori on the stage as well, being a part of this show and integrate them into the fabric as well as providing the soundtrack?
Well, I mean, right away from when I read it, I just knew it was a great piece. It it just has so much going for it right in its early drafts, you know. And as far as Lori being in it, that's really how I think she comes to writing. I mean, she was an actress first, I guess I could say, right, Lori?
I was a songwriter first and then an actress. And then,
right,
yeah.
Right. So, you know, as an actor who writes, this is how she works out her writing, is through acting in it. I recognized that when we worked together the first time. So it made total sense to me that she should be doing this the first time, too, because that's how she can kind of tell when things need to be changed and what it feels like, because she's in it instead of just looking at it. So although that can, you know, be a complicated thing for some people to imagine, and it is a little more complicated to negotiate for myself, having the playwright just sitting next to me while we're rehearsing or seeing the show, it is totally worth it because of the experience and the information she gets from being in it as well. And Don, who I didn't know before this project, who, you know, I adore and is an amazing composer himself and writer as well, because he co-wrote the music and lyrics with Lori, and he became the music director, so he is, you know, in the band in this production, which composers don't always do, but he did kind of also as a way to be right in it, so acting figured out. He's right there, you know, working on it, and he can tell better what's working and what isn't if he's right there in it, so it just kind of made sense to me.
So let me invite Carter Calvert into this discussion. She plays Lashley Lee. So what is it like to have, I mean, it's one thing to be in a show and to have a world premiere and have the people around, but then once you're on the stage, then they're gone. But then, these people are right on the stage with you. You know, they never go away.
Right. Well, you know, I would say that the way I look at this is Lori is, you know, a friend first, you know, and everything else comes second. So I always want to be mindful of our friendship. And also, you know, I'm somebody that likes to improv and take liberties and have fun. And, you know, I really want to honor all the hard work that she's done. So we run lines before the show because we really want to get everything that's exactly right. I mean, that's really important to me. And it's really changed my way of looking at being in plays and musicals is that I know how hard she works to get everything exactly right. So I want to do my very best to honor that, you know? And, so it's just been great.
As far as the character of Lashley, fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. I have so much fun playing her. I just love her. She's, you know, so flawed. And she just wants to have a good time. And, you know, and I'm the real me as a mom and structured and, you know, so to get to show up and put on my long hair extensions and become this just party girl is just such a good time. I look so forward to it. The show is like happy hour in my mind, you know, because I just know I'm just going to have fun and everything else is just going to, you know,
and why
fade
they call
away.
It play.
That's right. Yes, and that's what we do. And we're constantly finding things. I mean, Lori is just a joy to be on stage with because, you know, because we're friends, we have a way of communicating. And I think it sort of really plays as sisters in the show, which we are. We do play sisters in the show. And we can just look at each other and know when something is magical or when something is not magical. and so I always feel like I have a good friend. I always feel like I have somebody that has my back at all times. And, you know, as performers, we oftentimes have people that just don't have your back or want to sabotage you or upstage you or, right. You know, and I know that she wants the best for me and vice versa. So that's just a joy. You know, it's a joy to be on stage with a real friend.
When, so I find this interesting of for you to be a creative force, but then also to be there every night on stage and really then not having that capacity to, you know, sort of yell about it backstage. You have to, you know, you got to get through the show as well. Yeah. And put the best face on it. But which is a moot point because nothing ever goes wrong, I'm sure. But you feel comfortable, I mean, being there sort of you know, rising and falling with, yeah. with everything else?
What I love about live theater is that you have to be in the moment. And so, you know, sometimes the moment is, you know, glorious. And sometimes you're like, oh, my necklace just fell off, like happened, you know, in one of the most.
Or the time you hit me in the face during the
funeral. Oh, my gosh. And so I spread out my arms during one performance, and I didn't hurt her, thankfully, but I kind of hit her in the face. And I literally had to pinch myself because the next song is a comedy song. Mm-hmm. I was introducing it when I did that. And I had to just pinch myself so I would not laugh because Carter truly makes me belly laugh in life. And so on stage, it's a little dangerous because I know that at any second, I'm like just one little millimeter away from losing my cool and just starting to laugh, which is a great feeling, actually. It's like being in a library. And, mm-hmm. and also singing with Carter is one of my great joys of being on stage in my life. It just feels so good to sing with her. And she's also an incredible actress, incredible comedian. And so, you know, I'm constantly wanting to write new jokes. If anything, I'm like, maybe I'll try to write Carter a new joke right here, you know, because I know she'll land it because she's so funny. So.
And Martha, in directing that, and you've done both, obviously, but you enjoy directing musicals.
Yeah, yes. I mean, first and foremost, I enjoy, you know, directing new work and working with the writer and really kind of birthing a piece, as I say. And certainly musicals add a whole nother level to that because you're collaborating with composers and musicians as well as actors and everything. And there's a certain structure to how musicals are usually done, and what I think is great about this is that I think Laurie and Don are really exploring a different way of coming at stuff and not sticking straight to the way it's always done, and that's been really great for me too, because I think a lot of musicals will get stuck in a formula, and it gets kind of, you know, predictable, and I think this piece is not that way at all, and that's exciting for me to work on a new musical that's kind of breaking some rules.
So what have audiences been like so far, Laurie?
Well, last night was, I mean, they were the kind of audience you just wish you could bottle them up. They mm-hmm. were just wonderful. And we're getting standing ovations every show, which is a great sign. Usually whole house standing ovations, at the very least three quarter. That's pretty strong. It's definitely encouraging.
And for the rest of you, come on, get up.
Well, you know what? Sometimes they just can't. You know, I know in their hearts they're standing, but
that's
they
right.
just can't.
Physically just can't.
Yeah. So it's been glorious. And also my co-writer, Don Chaffer, he comes from a band called Waterdeep.
Yeah.
In case there are any Waterdeep fans out there, they put out like something like 20 CDs. And I just love co-writing with him. He's a delight. And it's just, it doesn't ever feel like working with the people that we're working with, mm-hmm. which is, it shows up on stage. You know, we're just having fun, and that's nice.
And then, Martha, after this for you is what?
Well, actually, I just, sort of at the same time I was doing this, it overlapped a little bit. I just opened a show at the Adirondack Theater Festival.
Right.
And that's running through this weekend. And then I have, I'm going back to doing some Mia things. there's a new tour that's being put together that's going to go into rehearsal at the end of August. And I'm actually also working on a new solo piece that I'm developing for the Public Theater here in New York. So that's very exciting because I haven't really worked there beyond a few readings. So, a lot going on.
Make your mark in this area and then back to the day jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The Sparkly Clean Funeral Singers is now running a cap wrap in Albany through August 4th. Laurie, Carter, Martha, it's a delight to have you all here. I wish all the luck in the world and have a blast.
Thanks for having us.
So fun. Thanks for having us.
Again, capitalrep.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.